Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 430 for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform finished slightly lower Thursday on mostly directionless and volatile trading. Traders are anxiously waiting for fresh news about the state of the Western Canadian crop. Canola values ran $1 to $2 lower. The nearby July contract was down $1.30 at $488.60 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was down $1.40 at $487.50 per ton. The U.S. soy complex was weaker, which put downward pressure on values, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both lower. However, forecasts calling for rain in Alberta and Saskatchewan later this week were downgraded. The inch of rain that was supposed to fall has been limited to 0.3 inches, which caused some wild swings in early trading. The new forecast is more supportive from a price standpoint, though, as it means excessively dry patches of the Western Prairies will continue to be stressed. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. This helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 10 to 13 cents, with the July contract down 10 at $9.41 per bushel. New projections by government agencies in the U.S. and Brazil say the South American country will grow even more soybeans than initially thought. The new estimate calls for Brazilian farmers to produce 96 million tons, which is up from 95 million projected last month. Rain delays in the U.S. Midwest have also prompted American farmers to swap out more corn in favor of soybeans, further adding to the logjam. Corn was a cent weaker, with the most active July contract at $3.56 per bushel. Projections of larger than expected stockpiles in the U.S. and around the world proved to be bearish. Weather conditions are expected to be favorable for development of the crop in the U.S. Ethanol use appears to be on the rise, which suggests more corn is being used. However, it's tough to see a sizable rally happening until something changes fundamentally to the demand. Wheat was 9 to 10 cents lower, with the most frequently traded July contract down 9 cents at $5.04 a bushel. Prices are still feeling pressure from yesterday's report, which raised forecasts for U.S. wheat production and stockpiles. Late season rains have improved the health of the crop in the U.S. Central Plains. There is growing worry that Egypt, normally one of the U.S.'s best customers, has shifted its main focus to supplies coming out of Russia and Ukraine. The fact buyers have so many willing sellers to shop from, plus the weight of the U.S. dollar, is making life difficult for many exporters. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.